Continuing Hilchos Brachos, we are beginning Siman Reish Dalet. The Dinei HaBrachos L'Yasa Ma'achal. And Reish Dalet goes through many of the different foods that we eat on a daily basis, as we will see at the beginning of Sif Aleph. Al Dover She'en Gedulim in Aretz, on something that does not grow from the ground. Going Basar Behem Chayav Ha'ayv, so you have meat and poultry, Dagim, Behem, Cholov, Gvina. So you have fish, eggs, milk, cheese, Upasha, Ipsha. And even if you have bread, which originally was Hamaitzi, but it became bad, not so bad that you would make no bracha on it, but bad enough that it's no longer considered bread. So you have leftovers that doesn't look good anymore, than a skalkel, but you still, that's all you have to eat, so you get by with it. So you had dates, as the Gemara explains on that Mishnah, that became ruined through too much exposure in the sun, and it dried out. Valakivai, which is grasshoppers, valamelach and salt, valamelach, salt water, valamarak and soup, valkmein and petrios, and different types of mushrooms, valkaira. Kaira is what is known as hearts of palm. We'll see, as we explain in the Mishabura, that perhaps you would not make a shahak on hearts of palm today. But the point is, shihurach and itoisib ilim b'cholshana, it's the soft part of the tree, inside of the tree, the heart of the tree, shakairin, palmitai. They call it the Pelamitais. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll continue the Shulchan Aruch in the next year as it goes on to the next page. Mishnah Berurah got an Aleph, a Pasha Ipsha, a Neskakal Katasi, they said. It got ruined somewhat. Deal with Neskakal Lagamri, if it's totally not edible, Velechazachilas Adamim Varchim of Klau. Okay, look how they laid in Tavshah. The same thing would apply when we discuss what this category of Tavshah, Shenish Stana Tsurasa, is Neskakal, Marigan Kinish Neskakal Katasi. You wouldn't make any bracha on it. Let's say you had a case of Noivlois, which is tomorrow dates that was Bishlam Nisraf, and I know this Rif has a Chaim, Nisbashuv, Nisyashuv, Nishtan, Ligusa, it got ruined in the sun. The Ayim Ashkasan, the Simon Reish Base, a test Mishabrua, or Beralachos, Ayim Sham, regarding that would still be ha'etz, but halachah might be passing like the Shulchan Aruch that it's shako. The al hamelach and salt, hoyo. I'm sorry, I skipped. Sipkat and dalid al gevoy whom in chagav tarets type of chagav grasshopper that's tarlo fukim in the huda. Damashav mishnah kol shem in klala. It's a klala. It's a curse. Im baruch and alav. We don't make a bracha on it at all. However, we do not pass like that. We pass that since there's hanas achila, you enjoy it when it goes down, you make a shahako. You do get hana when you put it into your mouth, so you make a shahak v'amarak and soup. If we're talking about vegetable soup or fruit soup, we had a whole, there's a whole sugya on this. I am a simmerish base. If you had to get aleph, the machlekes, rashba, rush, and others. Kimein, mushrooms. So oisin shemutsuin tachasakakar v'nevra mishumas aretz. Those are called kimein. Those are called that type of mushroom. Upitriois, that's gedelim ala etzim. The mushrooms that grow on above the ground, meaning the nutrient is getting, the nutrition is coming from a tree, from a wood, so that would be referred to as pitrus. Either way, they're both shahakal, shuarach. So you have the soft part of shaldekel of the palm, kishanof gdelim choshan v'shan ha'nois v'shan azu, rach v'chazi l'achila. So the new branch will have a soft heart in it, hearts of palm v'shan ha'shniya. If you leave it over for the second year, miskash v'nask eitz, it ends up hardening and becomes like wood. It has some wood features, the hearts of palm, and it looks like wood, but it's soft the first year. So honey tells you that the illuminar, it's even though it grows on the ground, if you look meaning it seems that there will be no havamina to make a ha'etz on it, because that branch, that product, if you remove it, you kill the branch. So as we learned earlier with bananas and other fruits and vegetables, that once the branch, if the branch does not stay mishana lashana, at most it would only be hadama. Now, in this case, in the Gemara's times, and perhaps even in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, hearts of palm were something that you wouldn't necessarily have planted the tree to do that, because it will ruin the branch. You'll have less date growing from this tree overall, because you keep cutting off branches. So he says like this. People don't plant the tree in order to eat the hearts of palm. Why? Because in effect, it might minimizes the branches. You want it to harden and end up becoming a full-fledged branch, and fruit will grow from this. So we'll just pause right here and say the following, that today, in many countries, they specifically grow the palm tree in order to manufacture hearts of palm. Hearts of palm is considered a quality product. It could be retail, it could be $1, $2 a can, so or more, depending on your store. And it is a significant product, and therefore the planter had in mind that I do in fact want the hearts of palm. So therefore many poskim debated this. Would you make a eitz? Halacha lamaisa, we make hadama on hearts of palm. So this is an example where the halacha changed, meaning the lamdas didn't change, but what we do changed, and because of what we do changed, that's the formula for the bracha is based on the das, the kavana, the intent of the farmer. And today we would make a hadama on commercial hearts of palm. They are grown for those purposes, and you would make a hadama on it. Kosav ataz, the kinyas retuvin, b'shalkinas, shenazron adas lechon chayin. So you had these beans that they were planted in order to eat them raw. Mevar bar vadam afila sharvitin levad, even on the sharvitin. The amanas kin is raw. That's what it was planted for. Avo shal sub, b'shitak l'nichan ashizav shalachim avo shalom. They only eat it when it's cooked. Mevar chal kinyas shishchayin afila kshayin retuvin shahako, because it's all about intent. So at that point, it's not fully developed. And b'shon bar priyadam. All beans, if it's edible as is, it's moist enough, it's not a dry bean like we know it, then you would make adama. However, so the shoots, it's not so there's a machlekes in the poskim, eat it with the bean. And then the beans will be the ikur vivarach lakinis levad v'rabadama v'levarach oid l'shavitin v'me'erish eich l'shavitin levad. If you have no choice and you're eating shavitin alone, so then yivarich shahakol, you would make a shahakol niyav v'dvarach.